Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 9 and 10, Devarim Perek Tet Zayin, Pesukim Tet Yod. Shiv'ah Shavuot, 7 weeks of days, Tispor Lach, you shall count for yourself. In Jewish tradition, this 49-day count is called Sefarat HaOmer, or the counting of the Omer, referring to the Omer, or a measure of barley sheaf, that was brought before the altar and waved every day during this period. Ve'asita, then you shall keep, Chag Shavuot, the festival of Shavuot, or weeks, called Pentecost in Christian tradition, La'Adonai, to the Lord. Note that in Jewish tradition, we count these 49 days from the day following Passover, on first fruits, until we reach Sivan 6th on the Jewish calendar. In this connection, note that it was on the day of Pentecost, or Shavuot, that the Holy Spirit was given to the disciples of Yeshua in fulfillment of His promise of the new covenant given to Israel. In other words, just as there were 49 days from the Exodus of Egypt to the giving of the Torah to the people of Israel, that great revelation of fire and time of great jubilee, so there were 49 days from the time after Passover, the time of the resurrection, to the giving of the Holy Spirit, symbolized by the fire of tongues that fell upon their heads on the day of Pentecost or Shavuot in the New Testament. So you can see that as a metaphor, there's as if a dotted line is running from Passover to the holiday of Shavuot. And therefore, Shavuot is the climax or conclusion or jubilee of Passover. God did not want us to miss this holiday, friends. Shiv'ah Shavuot tispor lach, va'asita chag Shavuot la'Adonai. 7 weeks you shall count for yourself, then you shall keep the festival of Shavuot to the Lord.